He knew he had spoken more passionately than he usually does, especially towards the end of the letter, because he had previously said, "I, Paul, urge you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, I who am humble when face to face with you, but being absent am brave towards you, yes, I urge you, that I may not be so bold when in person, with the confidence I anticipate to have against those who think of us as if we live according to the flesh, and being prepared to punish all disobedience when your obedience is complete. And I fear that when I come, I may not find you as I wish, and you may find me not as you wish. And again, lest when I come again, my God may humble me before you, and I may have to mourn many who sinned earlier and have not repented of the impurity and sexual immorality they have practiced. And later, I warned you before, and I warn you again, as if I were present a second time, and though absent now, I warn, that if I come again, I will not spare, since you seek evidence of Christ speaking in me, since he had said these and more things, scaring, shaming, reproaching, chastising them. He then says in justification of all this, for this reason I write while absent, so that when present I may not have to be severe. He wishes for the severity to be in his letters and not his actions. He hopes his threats will remain just that and never be enacted. Even in this apology, he makes his words more terrifying by indicating that the one to enforce the punishment is not him, but God. He added, according to the authority which the Lord gave me. And to clarify that he did not wish to wield this authority for their punishment, he adds, not for tearing down, but for building up. With this, he subtly hints, as I mentioned before, that even if they don't change, punishing such minded individuals can also serve as a way to build up. He knew and demonstrated this in his actions.